Welcome, everyone, to the Last Video Store Clerks podcast with Frank and Scott.
The days of Blockbuster, Hollywood, and the independent video store are over.
But searching the shelves for that special overlooked movie will never end.
The one that really sticks with you forever.
Let's drown ourselves in a sea of streaming services and ask the question, what the fuck is that?
Does this hold up?
And just what the hell is a good movie anyway?
I'm Frank Roll.
I'm Scott Moran.
And we're the Last Video Store Clerks. Just telling you, I passed out a couple times this week. Did it make me feel any better in the morning? No. And almost every night I was still waking up for a good chunk of time in the middle of the night. What's the deal? Was there a solar flare? Did it affect my well-being, like, for the worse?
Did you ever watch that show, Flash Forward, man?
No.
What if it was like that and we all got in car accidents?
Well,
what if they found out it was toxoplasmosis? Get that from cat shit and piss. In your house, a cat walks across your counter.
Well, it's like
after it is in a litter box. I'm surprised you ever had cats because you would freak the fuck out if you had really thought about it.
I think I'm more worried about streptococcus.
Your cat Iggy was walking across your counter after it shit in a box.
Shit in a box?
Kicked its fucking litter up.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that reminds me of just like I've been watching a lot of funny animal videos with the kid. It's like a before bedtime thing.
Yeah, I kind of miss those days where you watched America's Funniest Home Videos and shit.
So we watched the animal ones on Disney Plus. Carlton does like, they've got like specials. I don't call him Alfonso.
Carlton from?
Yeah, Alfonso Ribeiro is the America's Funniest Videos guy.
Okay.
But Disney Plus has it broken down to where you watch the animal ones. But what we do is we watch some of them on YouTube. And sometimes there's some F-bombs in there. And so she's running around and every now and then she'll be like, what the fuck is happening? Because it was in one of the funnier dog videos. And I'm like, yeah. Let them know, young girl.
Been watching Resident Alien since it came back. My favorite silly.
Oh, yeah. That's what's his name?
Alan Tudyk.
There you go. I always want to call him something else. But he's tight.
Man, it's good. And then I watched Oppenheimer, finally. It was really long.
You did too?
It was really long.
Yeah. I did too.
Yeah. You told me last time we recorded, I think.
No.
No?
Because it was that weekend I watched it. No. You're right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think we talked about it at all. It was really good, but it was also very long. Yeah, like I had trouble watching it in one sitting at home. If I'd been in the theater, I might have had a different experience.
Mm-hmm.
But watching it at home, I did have like a... on a break. I need a break from this movie for a minute. I think I fell asleep for 5 minutes and had to rewind a little bit and start over. 4-hour movie at that point. With a nap in the middle.
Oh, see, I think we did about a half hour worth of pauses is what I figured by the time we wrapped it up.
I remember checking to see how much more movie there was and being like, oh my God. And like having a feeling of dread, you know, like being like, oh my God, there's another hour and 15 minutes of this. And it wasn't because I wasn't enjoying it. It was just like it felt like a haul, you know. And it's not really what I want. It's not my favorite Christopher Nolan movie by any means, but I enjoyed it. I liked everyone in it, and I liked all the parts. It was just a bit of a marathon for an out of sequence movie. It was good. I really enjoyed it, though.
It was good. It sucks that it almost took me a year to watch it.
Same.
I wish I would have watched it sooner.
Yeah, I'm not sure if I would have enjoyed it more in the theater or not. I just didn't have a strong feeling about it.
I'm fine at home. You give me any of those type of movies, I can watch that at home. I'm good with it. It's okay.
I've just never been a biopic person in general.
What'd you think of The Aviator?
That one's so crazy.
It is. And just Howard Hughes is like one of those figures, you know what I mean, in history. That
one of God's own prototypes.
I didn't watch a ton. I did not watch Chernobyl.
Well, that's good.
2 weeks. Yeah, I'm making progress. I rewatched Tiger King, though, so take it for what it is. Never going to financially recover from this.
It is weird when you rewatch documentary series. I guess I've rewatched The Jinx, but it was to show it to somebody else.
Oh, I did rewatch the 3 Mile Island one.
But to each his own. I reread books, like the same book series over and over again.
Well,
not Harry Potter.
I read an article that led me to more articles that comfort watching is how I deal with anxiety. apparently. It's a safe place. 100
really stressful
times.
Ones about crazy people.
Yeah. I did
it, some I, intense thunder.
Well, I know it's shitting me, but I'm halfway through Poor Things.
Oh yeah.
I just need to finish it.
I've been like avoidance watching. Like I'll be like, oh, this thing I wanted to watch, I'm gonna watch this other weird shit instead.
Well, did you hear Kimmel's joke at the Oscars about Yorgos? He's like, we've got two Yorgoses up for it. He's like, who's gonna win? Yorgos is the best as mine, or as good as mine. It was like got like no laughs, and I was like, I like it though.
Me too.
Yorgos is as good as mine. Yeah, Oscars. Did you watch them?
No, not at all.
I didn't. I watched the highlights the next day.
No, I didn't watch a single person's speech. I didn't. They mean so little to me anymore.
I know. It's the voting, the process, what's, you know.
Yet all of a sudden, I will have a strong opinion about something. Like, I definitely think that, like, everything nominated for Best Picture was much better than Barbie and much more deserving of an award. Like, Barbie was a Marvel movie to me. Well, there's no reason to treat that like it's high art if that is what we're going for here. You know,
well, or how about the fact that, and there was some discussion about it, that Ryan Gosling was nominated, but then like Margot Robbie nor the director were nominated. And it's like, well, wait, do you know the point of the movie? You know what I'm saying?
I get that. But what was it nominated for? The song?
So, he was nominated for what? Best actor? Ken?
Supporting actor?
I think it was actor, not supporting.
Oh, like... For that?
Yeah. No, Barbie just had that big push to where it got in almost all those categories, or not all of them.
I
you
get
know
that
what
it
I mean.
Was a big movie and it was like the movie for people that year. But like, I think that it is really strange to be like, oh, that deserved the recognition that Oppenheimer did.
Or like, did you ever see Godzilla Minus One?
No, I haven't.
It won Best Visual Effects, and I can respect that because it wasn't like a fucking Marvel movie visual effects situation where or like the creator it wasn't like that
creator was also nominated for Best Visual Effects
but so exactly it has that old school feel to it like it looked good but it wasn't super you know
it didn't
CGI generated
it didn't break the mold or blow anyone away like how the fuck did they do that.
Oh, I did watch that movie, The Great Gatsby, again, the Leo one.
Yeah.
I've only watched it once, and it was kind of when it first came out to, like, rent. And I was like, oh, shit, that's crazy. You know, it was all fast and just flashy, and it didn't have the same pop this time.
Oh.
I still enjoyed it. And, you know the story, but I wasn't expecting anything to change in the plot. But it didn't pop as hard as it did that first time. But, I mean... I didn't watch the Oscars just because of not the controversies. Just I'm still pissed about Parasite, and a lot of people disagree with that.
I fully disagree with that.
I think 1917 should have won.
I think that 1917 also deserved to win over that movie,
the
over
fact
Parasite.
That,
but I don't think it's some huge injustice.
I feel cheated. Like intent. I feel just deeply wronged. By the Parasite beating 1917. And then the fact that there is a crowd that did support Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, like, intensely. Like, it was a good movie. I've watched it more than once. Quentin Tarantino, I'm always there. Well, okay, most of the time. but, yeah, the Parasite thing just rubbed. Great movie. Don't fucking get me wrong. Just the hype around it, I think, is what carried it, which works. But, again, flaws in the system. You know, Barbie being up for, and we did the Christmas card. I'll always have a thing for Barbie. Because, I mean, what? We were going to do Oppenheimer? Like, no.
Yeah, no, I'm not saying that Barbie is like a shit movie or anything like that. I'm just saying that, like, I don't think that as far as, like, filmmaking goes,
mm-hmm.
it's something that should be nominated for an Academy Award next to
Oppenheimer. Yeah. No, in agreement.
How about that Alien trailer? Teaser, very teasy, but it's on a ship.
I haven't watched it yet.
Oh god,
I'm like saving it for when I can light some candles and see how I really feel about it.
I got so excited. It's not very much.
Well, I had to double check with you. I keep forgetting because I'm like, wait, I thought it was supposed to be like a fucking Hulu thing. And now it's like theatrical release. And but we had talked about it.
August, let's go.
I'm down. No, fuck yeah.
Have you sat in the new Alamo seats?
We were talking about it.
You're good. Your feet dangle a little bit. Like a little boy.
I'm a little taller than you. Do you think mine would dangle?
Yeah, they're going to dangle still. It's like that. But it's a recliner. Your feet go out and everything. You pull the fucking table right up to your chest. I love it.
Somebody was telling me they think Movie House and Eatery got fixed.
Never been.
But, you know, in Austin, we've got Alamo. You've got your Cinemarks. And there's also a Movie House and Eatery. There's an iPick. But my favorite in Austin was Movie House and Eatery. 620 was the one that we went to. It was great. Leading up to COVID, they changed management. After COVID, I think they did it again. It looked fucking horrible. I think I've seen two movies there, like post-COVID. That place freaks me the fuck out now. But I've heard it's getting better again, so I might have to go check it out.
It's like the restaurant quality or the service or the cleanliness.
I told you it looked like
place.
Something from a fucking movie based off a Stephen King book. You walked in the seats. It was like the pleather recliners.
Yeah.
Well, all the smooth was rubbed off, so it was just like the cotton. You know, like maybe your grandparents had that chair where the material was just worn?
Yeah. Like,
imagine the whole theater looking like that. And it's not a cheaper theater.
How did it get that way?
Over time, wear and tear, and they didn't want to put the money into replacing the recliners or like reupholstering.
Oh, that's weird.
I was very let down. No, because that was like my secret spot, because you got like iPick, you know, the recliners, the good food.
Yeah.
Without paying fucking $30-something a ticket.
I mean, it's still expensive.
It is. The tickets, Alamo. I think. Well.
Oh, you mean like, the tickets are base price, though.
They're I think Movie House is cheaper than, I mean, is more expensive than Alamo, though, seat wise.
Oh, okay.
Food is about on par.
The seats I don't really care about. The food, it's usually good. I've never had bad food at an Alamo Draft House.
Me neither.
Like, I've never been like...
I don't try the weird seasonal or movie theme shit, though.
I do milkshakes sometimes.
I saw that the new Ghostbusters has some, like, daiquiri, like, you know, frozen, like, kind of foo-foo drinks.
Dude, have you seen the AMC popcorn bucket
for Dune 2?
Thing? Or whatever it is? No, not for Dune. I've seen that one.
Are they gonna fuck it?
Yeah. No, this one is like it's a Ghostbusters trap with like a popcorn bucket sticking out of it.
What is it? Is it made out of like? What's it? Is it not more than cardboard?
Yeah, it looks like it. It looks like it's like a.
Do you have to pre-order that shit?
I don't know.
It's like a regular Cinemark though.
It's cool though. It's a trap.
Did you say Cinemark or is it like AMC theater?
It's one of those.
One of those.
Yeah, one of the ones that the standards still hanging on
by a thread.
Yeah.
I told you my experience at Lakeline. For Violent Night?
Yeah, they put one right here, but there's no way I'm going to go to it. They put a bowling alley right here, but I'm not going to go to it. I don't like my neighborhood.
The Cinemark near our house, it's kind of like a sleeper Cinemark. It's not bad. It's really not. Minimal staff, but it didn't affect me.
Yeah.
Minimal staff at all the regular ones, by the way. All the regular ones have like two or three people running the tickets, concession, and behind the scenes.
Like North Cross back in the day.
Worse. I mean, I'm at the Lakeline one, three people. That Cinemark one, I saw two. I didn't even see anybody in the back going in or out.
Just one guy running projector to projector.
And I think he might have been the guy helping the chick at concessions.
Ugh, brutal.
It's hard. And you know that's like $9 or $10 an hour. I would have to assume. Hopefully they're making more.
Get to see free movies, though.
Yeah, I do miss
video. You remember back in the day? That was why I worked at a video store. I made $5.85.
You made $5.85?
$5.85 was what I made working the video store.
I made my way up to $9 as a shift lead at Hollywood.
Yeah, see, no, this job was pure, I want to do this. Mm. I can. And the amount of movies I was running, I made way more money than that, technically, you know?
No.
Because that was why I got the job there in the first place. That's why I was like, you rent here every day, you know, if you worked here you could just have movies for free. That's how I got that job. And I was like, whoa, fucking really? Because I rented there because it was a shitty video store.
I could do three at a time on my account.
Yeah, this one was like it's like a room basically with like videos in it. It was like two living rooms. And I think it used to be a karate studio or something.
Danny McBride.
Oh, no, the place next to it used to be a karate studio. That's what it was. I forgot where I was going with that.
Well, I was just, if you look at my Google search history, it would blow your fucking mind. But we don't need to get into it. No, so yeah, this week, creator. The creator.
The creator.
Was this a Philip K. Dick story?
No.
Okay.
This was a completely original movie. I mean, it's like the story was not based on anything.
Disclaimer, I did not look up bonus shit whatsoever on this one.
There was a little bit, but it was mostly like you could tell it had all been taken from like interviews with the director and about his inspiration for things and stuff. And it didn't seem like anything that mattered to me.
Mm.
You know what I mean? The trivia I like about movies is weird shit that happened while filming them and stuff like that. But I read a little bit about it. There was more about this movie because it was nominated for an Oscar.
Took me way too long to watch this as well.
Agreed.
I've been wanting to see this since I saw previews, but like pre-theater release. And it just watched it this last weekend.
And the special effects were fucking badass.
They were. It was clean. This was very smooth. It had good budget.
Oh, ridiculously good.
I like the cast.
A Star Wars movie budget. Easily.
Yeah. Did you like it?
I liked this a lot.
I really liked it. A lot more drama than I thought, man.
I did some picking at it a little bit while I was watching it, where I was like, you know.
I had one thing that I picked on a lot.
Yeah, there were some things that I was like, you could have just left this out. And it would have been still a lot of movie.
Mine was an issue with the AI.
Was with the AI the way it worked?
In my mind. We're going to use AI
in
like
your
this.
Mind.
Yeah. So check it out. These are like they're complex machines, right? With like this processing power that allows them to make decisions. They should all be able to aim like fucking champions.
Motherfuckers
were fucking shooting as well as like stormtroopers would. Like pew 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 pew.
Yeah, but there are robots in Star Wars that are also that bad at aim. I've never questioned it.
But we're talking about modern day. Well,
I mean, do you think C-3PO can fucking hit a target square on?
You can't bend your legs enough.
The fucking goldenrod.
The stance. When your legs don't have mobility, like a certain level of mobility, that's different. These things looked very close to like the Boston Dynamics machine. You know what I mean?
You're right. None of them walked like they really had to pee.
Yeah.
That's why they called him Goldenrod.
I mean, I loved all the ideas. Just the aiming. Okay, man, you've got this. It should have that RoboCop red line. You know what I'm saying? Like the targeting system. Dude, you know, fucking Alex Murphy would be out there like.
But maybe these AI weren't programmed to do that.
There were soldier AI or police AI.
I'll give you that.
It should be. But like, you know, their third directive is like, don't harm humans. Just like fucking Alex Murphy. You know what I mean? But the locking and the tracking system should be pristine. You're talking about advanced AI that's meant to fucking defend or fight. The motherfuckers should be hitting people. None of them should have lived through any of those gunfights with the bots.
That's no fun, though.
It's not. It's like if people in horror movies made good decisions, there wouldn't be a horror movie. But it's one of those things that was just like, you can't sidestep it that often.
Wouldn't have been a cool war action movie, though. I think that's what I was really excited about, was I was like, this is like a fucking war. Like a war movie.
I did watch iRobot a while back. You know,
and this one kicks the shit out of iRobot.
Well, yes, story wise, for sure. I'm just saying, like AI and a bot. You know what I mean?
True. I mean, there was a lot of non original shit jammed into this movie. You know, like things you've seen before. It was a smorgasbord of shit you've seen before, but it was also had like a ton of stuff that I was like, wow.
I can see that because we did Arc recently. We talked about how. Well, I did. How parts of it were a little shallow to me. But there were ideas in that type of movie, The Repeater, which I'd never seen before.
And that one was, it had no budget.
No.
There was nothing in that movie.
It's got the guy from Code 8.
Yeah, I mean, you got to get that guy.
And the chick from one of the Transformers movies.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Did we talk about that?
I meant to. I don't know if we did. But yeah, she was in one of the Transformers.
I don't think I connected that. All right.
Boop, boop, boop.
Read the summary.
Read the summary. The creator. Like, fuck yeah.
Yeah, I dug it. I was I was very pleased we got to watch this. And it's really hanging on Hulu.
Hulu's worth having.
It's been there a long time.
Hulu's worth having. Even though the creator, if it's still not, it was. Hulu was like the first one that got it, you know, exclusive. But it did pop up on something else. I'm not sure if it's still there, but it was on two services at once. For free.
I'm not worried about it going away. I think, if anything, it's just going to go to another streaming service. It might go to like Stars or something like that for a while, where you're like, well, how did you get to that one, though? I'm not paying for that.
Well, Stars get some that never go anywhere else.
Stars is like a hole-in-the-wall video store.
It is.
Like, it's one of those ones that you, like, streaming services, if you get it, you're not going to regret it. It's going to have some stuff. It's going to wear out its welcome, you know?
It's like, that's
like, you're going to be like, fuck, I got to cancel that.
It's like, side note, we're going to have to watch that Shudder movie. The one that you
said. Oh, I was... Okay. I was going to bring this up afterwards, but should we do the Summer of Shudder?
Oh, and just like do a ton and like get the subscription?
Yeah, like...
Wait, do you still have yours?
Yeah, May or June through like, you know, August, June, July, August or something.
I'm good.
That would be 6 movies.
But
total.
That one's coming out in theaters.
I know, but like by then we could go, like there's that one, The Glory Hole, Glorious. I sent you the trailer a long time ago. But it's like a guy gets trapped in a bathroom with like a talking glory hole.
This is where we're going, summer of 24. I'm down.
Dude,
I'm down.
I'll show you the trailer again. You're going to be like, oh, okay.
I'm going to need a refresher, if you couldn't tell by the little girl chuckle that I just threw out there. Yeah.
Yeah.
The mind is slipping a bit
lately.
There's
some shit, though.
Okay. No, wait, I'm down.
But yeah, that one looks good.
Because, I mean, once I found out the one you sent me the trailer for is like going to theatrical release, I thought to myself, well, I still kind of want to check out what's on Shudder again. So it's funny that you said that.
Well, we don't have to like, also you can get AMC Plus and
Shudder's included.
Shudder's included. So
I bet AMC Plus has the new Walking Dead.
Yeah. So you'll get more out of it as far as the subscription service goes.
This is how I'm going to sell it to wifey. But when I did have that last trial, I did find some bombs.
Oh, that's where the bombs are too.
Big
it
bombs.
It wouldn't be a horror streaming service if it didn't have some fucking
the zombie
some softballs.
One where she threw off the scent with a tampon.
Yeah. But never seen that before.
Never seen it before. Didn't finish the movie, but yeah, that was fresh. Well, or not.
Okay. That was all a sidebar for the most part. Tell us about the creator.
In the year 2070. That's... I don't want to say it like that, but I feel like I have to say
I
it like
to
that.
I had to put the three dots afterwards, the ellipsis.
Okay, here we go. This, you know,
because it's for emphasis.
Yeah, when you need emphasis, you know, because in the year 2070, after AI changes the face of humanity and automates more and more of human life, a nuclear bomb goes off in Los Angeles, and clearly, it's the robots.
Clearly. That's what we're always afraid of, right? Terminator, everything, that they're going to start a nuclear
becoming
war.
Becoming self-aware.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really all our fault in the first place for making nuclear. Fucking Oppenheimer, man.
Yeah. What did he say to Einstein? But no, I'm just playing.
What did he say, though? Is he like, I fucked your wife?
He's like, the cheese is old and moldy.
Where's the bathroom?
Your depends are showing. No. Team America begins a worldwide campaign to snuff out artificial life and build an ominous space station called Nomads to scan for and bomb the shit out of those fracking toasters. After losing his wife and unborn child in a U.S. bombing while he was deep undercover in a cell of AI resistance, Joshua is pulled out of a secret agent retirement and is told by the U.S. military that his wife may still be alive and working with the robots at a facility thought to be making a secret AI weapon that is said could end the war. So this is like the game changer, right? The resistance is working on the game changer and they pull baby Denzel back in. It caught me off guard. Like I said, there was more drama in this than I expected. But that mysterious weapon is a child. And Joshua is caught between belief, guilt, and a little girl chrome dome that becomes his friend. Relation?
Blood-related robots.
We got the same DNA. Our DNA's the same.
Dino DNA.
How did Hammond just push the railing up so easily when the three of them had to struggle?
The Crater was directed by Gareth Edwards, who co-wrote the screenplay with Chris Weitz. This movie was also nominated for Best Sound.
And oh, that was the other one?
Hans Zimmer.
This was a score. Hans Zimmer? One of the big three.
Yeah.
One of the big three.
Good too. I read that he wanted to have an AI music program listen to a bunch of Hans Zimmer and then have it score the movie. And it just didn't work out. And so he got Hans Zimmer to do it. I dig that, though. I thought that was kind of funny. And that's going all the way.
Makes sense.
That's for sure going all the way. The film stars John David Little Washington as Sergeant Joshua Taylor. Secret agent-y, though. I didn't know his rank or anything.
Double agent.
Yeah.
Double agent.
They do that Sergeant with sergeants?
Joshua. Ah, you don't have to be a higher rank than that?
Also, I didn't know his last name until I looked it up.
Taylor?
Despite this being a military thing.
Taylor!
I knew his name was Joshua, because I think they were trying to, like, jam some Jeshua in there, you know? He's a Jesus type. Madeline Una Volez as Alpha O, Alfie. Man, she was fucking good.
I thought it was a boy. Olympia was like, that's a girl. I was like, it's a boy.
When I looked her up and she had, like, hair, I was like, oh, for sure.
But just for trailers, everything, I guess, boy. I wasn't like, I don't care.
I mean, she has a shaved head.
Yeah, it's either way works. Yeah.
An androgynous child robot.
Hybrid.
Yeah. Hera. Frackin' testers. Where was I? Oh, right. Gemma Chan. Maya Fey. Know her last name either till I looked this up. And then Nirmada.
Nirmada.
Which I thought they were just saying, Hermada. No, she's the Mada.
No, Nirmada. Hello, it was the definition. Mada. They showed you the definition at the beginning.
Here I am at Camp Granada. No.
You start singing shit my grandma would sing when I was
she's
little.
She's the Mada.
Nirmada. It's like, you know.
But she's the Mada.
Well, really, she's like Nirmada version 2 because her dad and... Well, wait, was she 3? Wasn't her grandfather also a Nirmada? Oh, shit. Okay, for sure her dad was the previous Nirmada.
That's how I figured it out, was I was like, oh, wait, her dad can't be Hermada.
Well, it's like Nickelodeon. She's Nirmada Jr.
Hermada Jr.
Nirmada Jr.
Also, I did not know her name was Colonel Hal. I just was calling her Colonel Allison Janney the entire fucking movie.
Well, you know, she's
also awesome.
Yeah, I mean, you know, one of my favorites, Drop Dead Gorgeous, she was great in that.
Always good.
Yeah, I mean, everything,
never not good.
I just have to throw out Drop Dead Gorgeous whenever I can.
Ken Watanabe,
maybe apologize.
Yeah, as Haran. And fucking Sturgill Simpson as Drew, who Frank didn't know until I showed him.
The name matches the music.
He's a country singer that I actually fucking like. And I'm not all that into country music.
He's got a good voice.
It's beautiful. Yeah, and he likes science fiction. I got a man crush on this guy.
Can you imagine him narrating a story on Audible?
Oh, I would love that. Oh my God, Sturgill Simpson. Re-record Dune. I don't like that full cast shit.
Get him to do Harry's Potter while he's at it.
Man, I don't like that shit. Full cast Audible books? Trash. I don't need that.
You don't need all the voices?
I don't need a full cast to read it. I just want one really awesome guy. And the movie was released on digital platforms November 14th, 2023, but it only grossed $40 million in the U.S.
I was wondering.
It's really not good.
No. I'm sure the budget was like way more than 40.
$100 million. I would say.
Yeah, at least.
Yeah.
At least. You get cast like that and the visual effects, like, you know.
Yeah, because there were so many more people in this. Otherwise. The general, I recognize that guy. The other guy who comes with Allison Janney, that Allison Janney just steals the show from. It was like in Deep Blue Sea when there's the white guy at the desk and Samuel L. Jackson, the guy who doesn't say anything. Samuel L. Jackson just walking around. You're like, who the fuck is this guy at the desk? It was that kind of character. Like, they cast a big name actor, like a guy you recognize in this general role. But like, you're like, so Allison Janney is like the colonel that's like traveling around with him. And she's just stealing the show. Just make her the general.
Make her the general. Well, but they needed boots on the ground. No, it's the craziest fucking thing. I can't picture the general that you're talking about. Who the fuck was it? Why do I have a block there? How do I forget?
He was like sunglass. Like, that was the thing, was like, it was a guy I recognized, but like, they really didn't give him a lot of face time.
Oh, he is familiar. He's one of those guys that plays this one.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a guy.
Yeah. Yeah, he's definitely. She definitely overshadows him, though.
Oh, for sure.
Did you ever watch that one where she's like, it's like an Equalizer situation?
Oh, is the Allison Janney action movie? I never did get to see that. I would like to.
I watched that in Hawaii. Whenever, you know, I stay up late, I can't sleep.
Yeah.
Everybody's passed out. I'm in bed on my phone watching Netflix with your.
I'll be in bed and I'll be like, I guess I could watch TV right now. And like, I never think to do it. I just like, I'll wake up in the middle of the night and like, I know I could probably watch like two episodes of a TV show sometimes. Well, I'll be awake for like 2 hours.
That's where my comfort watching comes in, because I don't really need to watch it. But when I'm on vacation, I want to watch something new because I'm doing something exciting. So I'm like, well, the movie has to be new too. And plus, you have to download some for the plane.
Oh, yeah. I read on planes most of the time.
Nah, I don't know. I like the glow.
I should, because I could tune everything out with headphones.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I generally don't. I usually just read on the plane.
I've slept good, dude. Grab a football. Fucking good to go.
Last time I was on the plane, some guy was watching Pitch Black right next to me, and I was having trouble not watching it.
You're like, that's random, but kind of cool.
Yeah, I was like, oh, shit, I remember this.
Cole Hauser. And then that chick who's in it, I never know her name.
Yeah, what is that chick's name?
I don't know.
Fuck.
Don't remember it.
I liked how this started with the news report and the cold open of this movie was good. It gave like enough backstory. But then the character's backstory part, I thought that raid and her dying and stuff like that didn't really need to happen for me.
At the very beginning?
If you had cut that out of the movie, it was like...
And just gone to straight like him after?
Yeah, it was like in 65 at the beginning of it where they did that weird scene with the wife, the only time you see the wife and the daughter.
Okay.
Before he goes off in the spaceship.
Were they at the beach?
Yeah, and it was like a weird, stupid fucking CGI background.
Damn.
Like, but it felt like the movie was either they weren't familiar with the characters yet, or the film studio had been like, we don't understand. Go back and film this other scene that explains like who the fuck this woman is, you know, and like that he has a daughter. And it like really drove it home. This was one of those times where like we did need to know that he thought his wife was dead, and that
it almost could have added to the like a little more surprise later on.
Yeah, and I felt like they did transition it like it was a dream sequence. Like he woke up from a nightmare and he like wakes up and he doesn't have his arm on. Oh, that's the other thing, is this guy has no arm.
Yeah,
and I liked that they just made it a thing. Because I was like, oh shit, he lost it in the explosion at the beginning of the movie when his wife died. I was like, you know, he lost it in the shit. And then like, I was like, oh,
no, it was
she
always
made
like,
him the arm and put
that
it
was
on
his
him.
In. That was his in when he was undercover first starting.
Did you know that she was D'Amato?
Narmada?
Yeah, she was going to be D'Amato.
Let's just say no. No, I did not.
You didn't see that coming?
At a certain point, but not right off the bat. Not right off the bat. I was just like, oh, she's like resistant strong, but I still expected it. Like I pictured it being like her father.
And I guess it was.
And it was. I just didn't catch the twist of she's the new Narmada.
Yeah. So some of the extra twists to it, like I didn't feel were necessary.
Oh,
those
definitely.
Were little bits of the story that I was bothered by.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't the way the AI worked.
It would have added
like
to
that.
Like a certain like mystique, I guess you'd say.
Yeah, you know, but you didn't need to like it. They didn't need so much backstory.
No.
I could have filled a lot of that stuff in with the way their fucking chemistry was through this whole movie. The little girl and John David Washington.
Mm-hmm.
The chemistry between those two characters was incredible.
Yeah.
That girl was a really fantastic actress. She really fucking sold that shit for me.
Well, and like the scattered type of humor that his character had. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and the way she like internalized it so like robotically, but mm-hmm. like you still felt for this kid, and she like fucking cries, like mm-hmm. ugly cries.
Yeah.
But the getting such a good child actor for this was what made it such a good movie to me.
From start to finish. Nailed it.
I was blown away. And the two of their chemistry throughout the whole movie, the like, it was almost like a sibling relationship even, you know? Like, it wasn't necessarily like a father-daughter thing or anything. It was a sort of ambiguous, like Last of Us kind of thing, you know? This is The Last of Us. It's the same kind of story. Like, this guy who lost his wife and his daughter fucking finds a little girl that he has to take to a place.
You know? Yeah, I mean, it's like your typical golden child scenario.
And I like that his whole motivation was just to see his wife for one more time. He knew that she might reject him.
Yeah, after all that time.
Yeah.
And what went down.
Yeah, like the note he left on was like, not good. You shouldn't really feel bad for him for losing everything as much, but you do.
Mm-hmm.
And that was like a testament to like the kind of acting that they put into it. It was just that opening scene where they were like hashing out their relationship in 3 minutes before mm-hmm. a bomb went off.
Yeah.
And set the whole thing in motion. That 3 minute period, like, I just didn't need it. Like, you could have just explained to me that, like, hey, your wife might still be alive when Colonel Janey shows up.
So what do you think about the angle of his commitment to soldiering up? Like, even after this thing, and that he's like, I'm not going to do it. But then once he agrees to it and he goes in, he's like all about like support my unit, you know, like no man left behind. Like, he's right back in the game.
I think he still knew it was dangerous, because I think that this is still a war movie. You
well,
know?
And like, at that point, he didn't know he was going to go into it and like flip on the mission. You know, he just wanted to see her again. That's what he was going to get out of it. But he was more than happy to take down Nirmata, it seemed like. You know, he didn't have that resistance vibe to him yet.
He was really stuck between his belief that like there are just fucking robots. Mm-hmm. You know, he did feel that way. So that was kind of what made him shitty dude.
Well, and he wasn't on board with the AI as like just the next step in the evolution.
Yeah. I like that the US was the bad guy.
Yes. Thank you. I wanted to talk about that because yet again, the allies, the US, like, the Europeans, European-led, well, I guess they're pretty mixed.
The whites.
Yeah, the whites. We're the bad ones. Like, you're like, well, wait, the fucking resistance are like, this is just part of who we are.
Yeah, you do root for the robots in this.
Yeah,
big time. I really liked that they took a guy who was like kind of a robot racist, you know?
And iRobot.
They like, yeah, yeah, exactly. Well, that's the thing, is it's there's nothing new. It starts out with fucking like, go get James Bond in his fucking at his resort where he's like fucking chicks and drinking too much after he got shot
mm-hmm.
and he'd had to recover for all that time. It's the same shit. It's just he's and what was his job?
What was the job
that they had?
It's kind of like how college athletes go to like professional sports and they don't do as good. So like the college alma mater like has them back as like a director of something. I feel like maybe something like that. You know,
garbage man job.
But just like going down like, hey, we respect what you've done so much. We're going to put you in this role.
Oh, like you're saying that it was like a city job.
Yeah. Like, hey, we want to recognize you for
what
you've done.
What did they do for the city? Were they looking for robots? Like AIs in the thing, because when they do find one, his coworkers freaked the fuck out. Like, she'd never heard one of them talk before. So I didn't think that was their job, like, to go find one. I thought it was just him driving home that, like, you know, this guy's a fucking asshole now because he lost his wife.
Okay, hold on. Wait, it's coming back a little bit more. Were they salvaging? They weren't salvaging.
What the hell were they doing?
They weren't salvaging,
yeah,
were they?
It made it seem like they were scavenging. You know what I mean? But like, they weren't in a dump and they were like on the line of the nuclear explosion.
Damn, dude, I feel like it was there. I just don't remember it because I got closer right there, but I just can't put my finger on it. But maybe it wasn't thoroughly explained.
I could not figure out what that job was because he leaves it so fast. There are a lot of times in this movie where like, things are ideas are introduced, uh-huh. and then they're just, that's all, you know. Like, Drew was my favorite character in the movie.
Sturgis?
Sturgill Simpson. Sturgis is a town in Oklahoma, isn't it?
Sturgis?
Yeah.
No, it's like the Dakota, one of the Dakotas.
Same thing.
Harley thing.
Same thing.
Same thing.
Come for me. See if I care.
With those chaps.
Have to get through Texas to
those
get to
chaps
me.
On. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Take off all your clothes. That was a horrible one.
Yeah, but it was like the trope of like the go get the retired secret agent. He's the only one who can go. But like, why did
Rambo
they really
Commando?
Need him? He wasn't like adding a whole lot.
No, it's not like he was a special forces type dude.
They just wanted his knowledge.
The knowledge. But I mean,
that they had been trying to pry out of him.
But okay, well, if you break that down, well, obviously his intel was outdated. That's 5 years since he was in the field. They've got satellites, spies, microphones, video. You know what I mean? What the fuck is he going to contribute 5 years later? That's kind of a good point.
I like how the AI decided to use a little statue to hide their giant bunker door. Like, that was the thing. And the little girl points to it.
Gave it up over a dog.
They almost killed a dog twice.
Twice!
And I was freaking
twice!
Out. I do not want that to happen.
Man, how about the grenade chucking dog? He narrowly escaped, like, being blown up.
Yeah, badass. And it scared me. Both times, very effective. Like, I was like, no, please don't do that. Please don't do that. And I was like, oh my God, he's going for a second dog.
Yeah, I mean,
he got me the first time. He's gonna kill a dog by the end of this fucking movie, isn't he?
Like, all the like after the first, you're, oh, it made it. Oh, it's another dog in a fucked up situation.
Yeah, it fucked me up, man.
Allison Janney.
I didn't expect her to stay as long as she did, and I was glad that she did.
She better be award winning. Has she won anything big? She does good.
I think she did. Didn't she win for playing Tonya Harding's mom?
Did she? That was a good
one. I think she got at least nominated for best supporting actress.
Okay. That was a good one. I forget. I watched that movie.
Man, she fucking killed it.
Yeah, that was on point.
That was almost a comeback for her. I think that was like a, did you forget, motherfucker? Forget I'm awesome? The police force in New Asia.
Yes.
I mean, if you're going to go New Asia, go ahead and go like Neo Asia or something. We're in a cyberpunk movie,
mm-hmm.
you know, like super duper cyberpunk. I really liked the chase sequences. There was a sort of No Country for Old Men aspect to it, where like one person was chasing another person was chasing another person. And like there was
to follow the trail.
Yeah. And they're always like a few hours behind.
Mm-hmm.
And so it had that element.
But
to
then
it
like
too.
The man always has like these extra resources that kind of give them a leg up, even though they're behind.
I liked the AI cop a lot. There was more than one of them.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
Like he was the one who went up into the room.
He got super offended when like his copy was killed.
Yes.
He got pissed and sad. And he's like, I'm going to fuck these guys up. But again, the aim. Sorry. That's where the whole. That was like one of the first times where I'm like, these motherfuckers had him. And even that one where he falls to the ground and they're like stunned. It's like, what? Fucking. It's a computer, man. It's not going to hesitate. Even if it's like art of AI.
How about when they hook that guy up to him? The dead guy and he saw his own body?
Yeah. That's fucked up.
I liked how that came back around later. Mm-hmm. Like that was like world building, really effective world building. That's why I didn't need so much exposition. I do think it would have walked a line, an Elysium line.
But I would still say there is not an overabundance of like the flashback to fill in story gaps.
No.
So at least
there was a lot of front loaded exposition.
We watched something recently where there was way too much of it. Like that was one of my complaints.
Yeah.
I don't remember which one it was, but no, I mean, I remember that movie made me feel like, okay, guys, we didn't need a fucking flashback of backstory every 5 or 10 minutes in the movie.
So many movies do that too, like big studio movies.
It's overkill. Use your imagination, put it together, you know?
Yeah, this one had an acceptable amount of front-loaded exposition.
Mm-hmm.
That like they got it over with relatively quickly. The movie wasn't super long. It was 2 hours. And the second half of the movie is fucking amazing. Like, it really, like, from Drew on, the movie really, like, starts to take off. And then when you get to, like, the 50% point where you find out, like, oh, she's Damata.
Nirmata.
Damata. No, and Damata, no. Too. Her father was Damata before. She's Damata.
Hey, how about, so John David Washington, I've seen all the big stuff. I'm sure there's other smaller projects I haven't seen, you know, smaller films. This was the first time I could not unhear Denzel's voice. He sounded so much like Denzel Washington to me in so many of these scenes.
It's when he's smug. When he's being a smug fuck.
That is that's one of the big, the big emphasis right there. Yeah. I can't do it. I'm not even gonna try.
There's no way I could do an impression of that. But yeah, like it's like a
no, you nailed it. That
it's
is
a
like
sneer almost.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
But I couldn't unhear it. And it's like if I watched it with my eyes closed, it could have been Denzel in those scenes. The voice was so similar.
I think his cadence is different. Like the way he speaks, the rhythm.
Well, yeah, it's a little off. It's, you know, a copy of a copy, you know.
A copy of a copy.
You've seen Multiplicity.
Pizza! I am enjoying that he is following in his dad's science fiction footsteps. And he's doing a little bit better, if you ask me, as far as, like, sci-fi choices.
I told you, you go back and try and watch Virtuosity again, man. It's tough.
Yeah, but A plus on picking it. You know, like that's one of those things I admire about Denzel Washington. Fallen. Yeah.
But no, this movie, good pace. What was it? 2 hours? 2 hours 15? Something like that? 2:15. So a little bit longer, but it never stalled on me. I never got bored. I never almost fell asleep.
No, and the end of the movie was action fucking packed. When they climb the space station and they do the whole thing. And he's like hanging from like it had so many things from science fiction movies that make me so excited. And like they didn't need to be original things or anything like that. What made me happy was I had not heard this story before. I'd heard parts of it from different things and they were all mashed together. But that's what good science fiction is. It had a bunch of stuff from other kinds of genre movies shoved into this sci-fi movie. It didn't feel overcrowded.
There was a little bit of, you know, well, and of course, because of the plot, but, you know, like the one mentality.
Oh, well, that's the story of Jesus.
The one, you know, there's always like this supreme being or, you know.
Yeah. Moses or.
Lilu
Dallas Multipass. Mm-hmm. And.
Neo. All of them. John Wick.
Yeah, okay.
No. But no, the other ones that we said, yes.
You're thinking of Riddick.
I am Groot. So much money. Anyway.
How about the Bamba?
The Bamba?
The fucking bomb with the arms and legs that just ran.
Trippy.
Fucking awesome.
Trippy. And I was like, fuck, man, that's like crazy. Did you ever see that like experimental bomb from World War II, the bouncing bomb? I think it was the British.
Yeah.
It would like, they'd drop it from the plane. It'd bounce over water like a skipping stone. He reminded me of like that, but more solid. The pew-pews, the guns.
I like the lasers. But, I like that there was like a little bit of Star Wars DNA in it.
But why were they not more effective? Again, you know, like even in Demolition Man.
I don't think those are good weapons.
Just pew-pews in general?
The pew-pews, yeah. How many games are they the best?
Hardly any.
Pretty good in Starfield. Decent enough.
I've played Helldivers 2 a little bit here and there lately. There's a couple energy weapons in there that are decent.
Yeah, I don't like ones that have to charge, though.
No charge. No Demolition Man. No Wesley Snipes.
I want some pew-pew.
Yeah.
I can't wait till that free roam Star Wars game comes out. I'm going to fucking play the shit out of that.
You know there's a free roam Jurassic Park game coming out?
Yeah. I'm excited about that, too. Alone in the Dark is the thing I'm doing next.
Oh, the new Dune game?
The Dune. It's an MMO, though.
Yeah. What's crazy is the building part of that. I was like, oh shit, like you actually build your structures?
Yeah, I don't know how into that I'm going to get.
I don't know
I'd
if
like
I
to.
I'm having to put Avatar down. That game is just too much. It just keeps going.
Oh, it just went on forever?
It's
You like were into it for a while.
The map is huge, but even if I did core story, I've still got way more commitment than I'm willing to put into it. Yeah. It's great, though. It's great, just, and I love the series, but that game is a lot. I just can't stay focused. But no, this movie, it was way more serious. There was a lot more like loss, you know.
It was some heavy duty like character development. It worked out really well. I thought the plot was a little packed. It didn't need quite as much plot as it had. And like twists and turns and stuff like that. You could have kept some people around for longer. Drew, screen time was not enough. Like, it was his best friend and shit. Like, he had a little bit more story. I felt bad for him. He had the fucking hot
bot lady friend.
Bot lady friend. Yeah, he called her babe.
Yeah, it was his lady friend.
Yeah. And that was a major plot point in the story, too, because he had to see that his best friend, his buddy, like, had, like, fallen in love with a robot.
Did they make you think that she was going to be the one who ratted them out?
Nah.
I thought for sure, like, she went to go get pizza or whatever.
Ice cream.
Yeah, ice cream.
Yeah. And I was like, how are they going to eat it? But I guess maybe they can enjoy flavor.
Look, okay, another RoboCop. Even Alex Murphy ate baby food.
Have you ever heard that story about fucking how he wanted Oreos and he couldn't like move in the suit? And he like
no. Did you tell me? Is that why I
don't know? I was thinking about it. Today,
I know
though.
No, but no, I mean even because even if you're talking like a hybrid like that, I mean there is living tissue, right? Or maybe, possibly.
Yeah.
Or is that tissue not living tissue?
I guess so. I don't know.
Is it like a full synthetic, you know? Like,
it was probably good that they didn't explain it because that would just have been more exposition that
but
I didn't
they
need.
Totally had me. I thought she was going to be like another like speed bump traitor, you know, but no, she was really just a cool, you know, robot chick and she got blown the fuck up. Sorry. Spoiler. But and then even when he dies, oh, spoiler. I felt bad.
It was a sad ending. It was like it was a Scott ending. You know, it was a happy, sad ending. Really fucking nailed the fucking landing.
the reunion. We'll call it the reunion.
That's all he wanted was 1 minute with his
and
wife.
That's, and that
he
was
got it
fucking awesome.
It was this thing that he thought wasn't real.
Mm-hmm.
And then they can put dead people's consciousness into the robots. What that was like a whole other layer of what the fuck, you know what I mean?
Well, and then even after that, the very end, young Madeline's acting, damn, like that last scene, it's one of those good ones. Her facial expression,
it was an emotional fucking ending. And
shit was heavier than I thought it would be. I didn't, you know, you see a sci-fi movie with there's gonna be some drama. No, man, that was like a happy, sad ending.
The quality of the effort for this movie was, it was spot on. Even if it had a little bit of too much, it didn't overstep too much.
That shit
was
sad.
I'll watch this movie again.
Yeah. 100%. I'll give it some time, but I will watch it again.
It's a nice 2 hours.
Yeah, good length. I could definitely start it, fall asleep, and be cool.
It's hard to get a whole movie like this in an hour and a half. You could have trimmed 15 minutes off of it, and it would have cleaned it up a little bit. I didn't need a lot of the extra twists and turns. I did know that she was the Mata.
You did?
I knew real early. I was like, she's going to be the mother.
Well, I thought it was her dad, so I'm not going to say I was off.
They had that section where it was like the mother.
Mm-hmm.
I guess they would have had human DNA because she used her baby's DNA to make this, her unborn baby's DNA, to make a likeness of this robot child.
But no, I mean, cool things. You know, maybe we can look forward to some of this in the future, like donating your face.
Stranger things have happened.
I would probably do it. Fuck it.
Donate your face?
Yeah.
Oh, for sure.
Dangerous, but I'm sure you get some compensation. Or no, it's donate. So no comp. But it'd be tight. There's my model. Yeah.
There I am.
And then be pissed off when like one of them becomes more successful than me.
Yeah, it doesn't have bags under its eyes.
Yeah. How do you not get the circles?
It's not as tired as I am.
Yeah. What kind of oil are you rubbing on there, bot? Grease it up, Tin Man.
I have no complaints.
Alfie
no real complaints about
no,
this movie.
Wish I would have watched it sooner, late to the game.
I would have loved to see this in the theater.
Yeah, it's a shame it didn't do so good in the theater. That sucks. But I feel like I knew that. You know, it wasn't around in the theater very long.
Have we recorded since I saw Dune?
Don't believe so.
No.
Because that would have been, was that just last Friday? Or was it two?
It was like Monday.
Oh, so it was probably the Monday after we did the last one.
Yeah, that's right. I was about to go see Dune. I loved it. It was incredible. Movie of the year.
Creator?
No, Dune.
Oh.
Dune Part 2.
I was like, damn. Dune.
I can't wait to sit down on a Sunday and watch 6 hours of fucking Dune. I'm going to do it.
Oh, yeah?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I could give a whole day to Dune. Or at least a weekend, like two nights in a row.
Dune Day?
Dune Day is da. Eat the worm.
Eat the worm. But don't fuck the popcorn bucket.
I was actually thinking we'd switch gears away for the next episode from science fiction.
Okay.
Because we had talked about doing Enemy, and I think that's one I'm going to read a book. I'm going to read the book.
The Gyllenhaal?
Yeah.
You want to do comedy. You want to do No Hard Feelings with Jennifer Lawrence, don't you?
I want to see if you've seen this movie. I want to pick another one that I'm not sure whether you've seen it or not.
Well, you know, I've been slacking watching those comfort films lately, even if they are depressing. Is that fucking, who is she?
She was on News Radio.
That's who I thought it was.
Yeah.
And Christopher Walken, is that a hot dog in his mouth or a cigar?
It's a carrot.
Oh, even better.
And then this guy?
Yes.
Movie called Scotland, PA. Have you seen this?
No.
Scotland, PA is on Peacock, Prime, Freevee, Plex, Pluto, and Tubi for free.
How do you get to that many of those?
I don't know.
Wait, on Prime. So Freevee is through Prime, though. Like, it's not a Prime.
No, this one it's just a regular Prime movie.
But it's also on Freevee?
It's also on Freevee, apparently.
How do they duel that? I haven't seen a duel thing there
yet. I don't know.
Not that I've noticed, anyway.
I don't know. It's on Peacock as well.
Oh, I didn't pay my $2.99 a month, so I'm getting fucking ads on Amazon now. I need to find the box to check online.
I told you, it was already decided.
I'm going to have to get Olympia in the profile and find the place to select it.
So I take it she hasn't watched anything on there?
She doesn't do Amazon.
Really?
No. What is she? I'm not even going to put it out there.
She's not a digger like we are.
No, I told her about a reality show that's on Netflix right now. And I was like, everybody's talking about it, but I'm not really going to watch. And she's like, oh, well, I did watch that. And it turned out she didn't. She watched this one. She was telling me how trashy it was. But I continued to walk in on her watching it for hours on end last night. Not even going to say what it is. I'm not going to promote this show whatsoever. But
What I was thinking about? Have you seen that Naked and Afraid dating show?
No.
Yeah.
Is it called Naked and Afraid, though?
It's like Naked and Afraid Singles or something like that.
No.
Yeah, I might give that a go one night when I'm deep in the bowels of a bottle of whiskey.
I need to finish Poor Things. I like it. Those movies they don't tickle me the way they used to. I'm still very, it's great. It's a different perspective. It's definitely unique in its own. And I love Willem Dafoe.
It was a firefight.
Thanks everyone for joining us for the Last Video Store Clerks podcast. Be sure to leave a rating and subscribe. You can find us on Twitter at Last Clerks, Instagram at The Last Video Store Clerks, and you can find Scott at dispatchesfromthepit.com.